This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time with 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Little Zoom delay.
Impeccable timing, Ted.
Hey, I'm trying over here, all right? Falling apart. First of all, just a word to the wise. It is so odd doing this over this and sitting at home. Like, I feel way too comfortable. I'm going to start telling secrets.
It's weird for us, man. I like to be at work when I'm doing work. You know what I mean? Because to your point, if I'm at home, I'm going to get more relaxed. Probably start cussing, start crushing beer,
When I had the COVID, I broadcast that 1 week from home. I was just hoping you guys did not see my elbow moving so fast.
As he masturbated feverishly.
I'm not wearing pants.
How do you guys
feel?
You
watching golf in the background.
I know.
Why not?
How do you guys feel all right, man?
Yeah, I feel a lot better today than I did yesterday. Like, fever broke, not on the toilet, and have some energy.
Nice.
That was Ted's things yesterday. We talked yesterday on the phone. Ted goes, this is like noon or 12:30. Ted's like, look, I just took my second shower. I can't stop essing. It's like, okay, man.
So hopefully you've been able to eat some food.
Yeah. Yesterday it was just like soup and crackers. Shout out to the Ritz Company.
I thought you were a club cracker guy.
You know, I generally am. That's not a bad call. But the Ritz. You know what, Miles? The delivery, I ordered from like a delivery grocery. They had Ritz. I went Ritz.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, man. Yeah. If they got Ritz, you're going Ritz. Come on.
Buttery.
Delicious.
First of all, I would just bring up, you guys ever have like a very recent breakup and you go to like your bar and she's there?
Not in about 17 years, Ted. No.
I've had that experience.
Yes.
But I've been there.
Yeah. So anyhow, Russell Wilson's coming to Seattle on the first week of the season.
That's so rude.
All right, here's the question, though, right? So we were talking about this earlier, and we were talking to some guys yesterday that came in to disinfect our studio because you two patient zeros there. So the guy,
Ted,
he goes, look, man, does Russell Wilson get A-Rod treatment where you get booed, or do you get Ken Griffey Jr. treatment?
Or eat your own treatment.
I went cheered. Now that Russell Wilson's left, everyone can be honest and admit that he's a corny mother effer, right?
Oh, yeah.
But
he admitted that when he was here.
But the one thing he did, man, is he brought a Super Bowl championship to a city that had not had one before, right? So
no doubt.
That, to me, I'd say, look, once the game starts, he'll get booed. I get it. But when they first introduce him, I'm saying and I'm guessing he gets cheers.
Thrill, I'm with you. That was the point I was going to make. I hope that everybody in the city will cheer for him. Because, look, it's not just the Super Bowls. Like, those hospital visits to Children's Hospital every Tuesday were real.
Yes. Okay,
the stuff
Ted,
is done for this city.
Hit me
but
with
I
the deep
say,
stuff.
I think you cheer him up, and then when the game starts...
Boo his ass!
Boo him.
Yeah.
And the thing is that his grievance, if any, is with the team. It's not with the city. It's not with the fan base.
Yeah.
If there was any ill chemistry, it's between him and the team.
All right,
and
now, Mike, will you cheer for him?
I will, but like you guys said, as soon as kickoff, man, I want him burned. I want to see his finger get broke again.
So what he does?
Wait, hold on.
So what he does on the field is spectacular, right? No doubt about it.
Yes.
Problem is, you're only out there 17 times. That is when you shine a year. And then when everyone shuts up when you do your job. In the meantime, the social media that he does is so corny and annoying.
Oh God!
And it's so over the top bad that you feel bad for him in a way.
No,
I know he wants attention. I like
he's
khaki,
so corny I that like, I don't think he knows.
I like khaki buttoned up first wife Russell Wilson because he was just actually who he is.
Ooh. Ooh.
Now he is what?
That's serious. Khaki buttoned up first wife. Like, all right.
Because that's his personality even now. It's still the same. But now he looks like, but the character's still the same.
Mike, let me ask you this.
Did you say that this is Russell Wilson of the future?
Well, I just want to say, in Russell's defense, some of the videos are kind of corny and stuff, but he is a good person.
No doubt. Barney, the kid's character, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful creature, has nothing but a good message, but I still want to torch him with a flamethrower. I don't know what it is. But let me ask you this, Mike. All right, so people cheer because he brought the Super Bowl championship, a decade of excellence here in this city.
Absolutely.
What about, do you think that it's going to be louder in that stadium? Because here's a guy that took advantage, right, for 10, as he should, about the crowd noise, right? So now he's a visitor, okay? So you don't have to let him get some quiet to call those audibles, whatever he's going to do. Do you think the crowd is louder than usual just to kind of put it back on him now that he's an adversary?
12s, if you can hear me right now, scream your lungs dry for our defense when Russell Wilson is out there. You know what? Because you're right. He rode the coattails of Seattle's home field advantage. Time for him to feel it.
All right.
I think it's the same as when Brady goes back to New England or when Peyton Manning went back to Indianapolis, right? Like, you give him respect, you give him love up until the point that they're playing, and now you're the enemy.
But here's the difference. Brady brought the Pats their first Super Bowl, as Russell did here, and then gave them five more. You can be as mad as you want. You can't boo the dude who gave you six goddamn Super Bowl champs. Peyton Manning made Indianapolis relevant. Nobody cared much about the Colts, right? Peyton Manning changed everything that we perceive about the Colts, where they're in your mind because of the greatness that he had there. And Russell kind of did the same thing for Seattle. Difference is Hasselbeck almost got you there, right? But he got you there.
He sent you to Detroit.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that if he does get back to the Super Bowl, I feel like it'll be another situation much like when Stafford, and Brady for that matter, went to the Super Bowl. There's going to be a lot of support from him here in Seattle, especially if he's playing some sort of rival. If he's playing
Peyton
another
Manning,
AFC West team. Right. You know, we will give him tons of love. We've always wanted to go back to the Super Bowl. So if Russ gets back, you bet. We'll cheer him on. We'll be Broncos fans.
Another thing is, a bunch of these guys for the Seahawks, they've been waiting a long time to be able to finally hit that guy. Because you play against him in practice, right, for years. Bottom line is, Carroll's got such a revolving door of players that none of those players really have that need or want to hit that guy. So Bobby Wagner does. The Rams play Denver. So you want to watch that game because Bobby Wagner is going to knock the living crap out of him. The Seahawks D, other than maybe Adams, I mean, they weren't around that long. There's such a revolving door. You don't have that kind of animosity towards someone. Not animosity, but he's real good. You just won him one time when he came around the corner on a Tuesday practice.
Height of animosity, but look. You get rivalry. So if you live in Seattle, 49ers, you're going to hate him. So you can put a rookie on the Seahawks, put a rookie on the 49ers. Even if they grew up rooting for the other team, when they play each other, they're going to try to kill each other. Right, so even the guys here, all they need to know that Russell Wilson was here, they're going to go after his ass. And the crowd response, so if you manage to get a sack or a hit, whatever it is, the crowd response will inform the defense to play out of their mind. I believe that.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'll just say it. Like, again, I hope he gets a warm reception. I think he should.
Yeah,
did absolutely a lot of great things for the community, brought us the Super Bowl. But yeah, whoever gets that first sack on Russell Wilson,
oh my God,
they're losing it.
You dance. You have something prepared. That 15 yards, if I'm Coach Carroll, I don't care. We can celebrate all we want.
Yeah.
We
you know what? I want to ask my brother this. I don't know. All right. So the NFL, you know, they'll let you celebrate in the end zone now a little bit more than they used to, right? The sacks, you get a second, then they want you to kind of regroup. I want to ask my brother, like, look, based on the circumstance, okay, so it's Russell Wilson, a decade-long quarterback here, that first sack anyway, or maybe all the sacks in the game should they happen, do you give the guys, honestly, an extra 9 seconds to get it out of the sit because the crowd is going to play into it? Will you guys not throw a flag as quick for unsportsmanlike conduct? Because, dude, you're going to do, if you sack Russell Wilson and you play for the Hawks on the opening game on a Monday night, you have to give these guys a couple extra seconds to do whatever it is they're going to do. Right.
Make no bones. Russell Wilson is owed one warm reception back to Lumen
One.
Field. After that, after you get that standing ovation, like, yep, Russ, you were our guy. Well done. We still love you. Now die.
To be fair.
Yeah.
He wanted to leave. I think there's love lost there.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And guess who didn't want to leave? And we're not bringing it up. The other half of that equation. What if Drew Locke, who played for the Denver Broncos, who now plays for the Seattle Seahawks, comes out that night and lights it up in a different offense and gives the big finger to the Mile High City?
I think this will be Drew Locke's best game.
Maybe. We're not talking about that, but that's something that's very real and could possibly happen. No one's really given that guy any credit yet. He's in the system. He's definitely got it. I mean, look, it might be Geno.
I'm a Drew Locke believer at this point.
Who knows? I don't know enough about the Seahawks to know, but there is the possibility where he gives the finger to Denver that night on Monday night. You know,
I think he has more of a reason.
I told Mike, I think if, like, because I'll be honest, as a Seahawks fan, like, this could be a long year. Like, it's okay.
Oh, there's no doubt.
A long year. But I do think the best chance to beat him is Week One in your home field.
Monday night. I agree. And I think they're throwing the Seahawks a bone. One, obviously, TV ratings will be through the roof. But they're throwing the Seahawks a bone, like, we're going to give them to you first.
Yep.
Because as much as Pete Carroll and Seahawks don't want to say it, like I said, we were laughing yesterday. There's a million different ways to say our team's not going to be great this year. And what you say is, we are rebuilding. We are looking toward the future. You don't say, hey, man, if we win 6 games, we're lucky. But that's the truth of the Seahawks this year. And it's not a slight on the Seahawks. It's the reality of the personnel you have.
And right now, 5:35, 5:37. This is when kickoff happens on Monday night. And Ryan, our boss, just said, you know what, guys? Take the night off.
Oh,
take
the Ryan!
I'm going to get you some tickets. You guys sit down there.
Generous.
I know the fact that he's getting tickets really puts it out of his
I mean, that's expensive tickets.
Red Zone Suites.
Wow. Yeah,
fully stocked.
Oh, man.
Fully stocked. Open bar.
What a night.
Yeah. I think we could put somebody from corporate whose initials are BT on this one.
Sure.
Yes.
We know people.
Mr. Excitement. It's all on his tab for the night.
Yeah, exactly.
Also,
hey, sorry, hey, my fingers flipped.
I just wanted to invite you to the Red Zone Suite for the game tonight.
Thank you. In fact, you get to play
also,
two plays.
Shout out.
It's going to be a ton of fun.
Hey, say, shout out to the NFL for the level of pettiness.
Right. All right, what do you mean?
A bad breakup. I just think it's also they scheduled it for Week One. Like, we knew we were NFL was like, oh, this is awkward. Let's just get it over with. Right, it'd be like Mike's getting married, and it's like, I'm like, Mike, just don't sit me next to that one girl. And him and his wife, or his fiance, are like, let's sit Ted next to her.
No, he puts his old girlfriend in the bridal party.
Oh,
that's the pettiness of this.
She understands me.
Yeah, she gets it.
You understand how little that would fly?
No, we do, but we're not getting married to her. That's why we think it's funny.
We don't care.
Fair enough. All right, some other TV stuff. I know a lot of people tweet about it, talk about it. I'm just about done with Ozark, an amazing series. I will just say this, and I think everybody knows this, but if you can hear my voice, if you've ever had fantasies of being a drug lord, you don't want to. Mm-hmm. It's not going to. I still have an episode left, but I can see the writing on the wall.
Ted, how many people do you think have fantasies of being a drug lord? I know. Look, I've known you a long time. I know that's kind of one of your fantasies. What I'm saying is, I know it's one of, seriously, like 21, 22 years I've known Ted, this has been a fantasy. That said, how many people, percentage wise, do you think, oh man, doctor, lawyer, professional athlete, drug dealer?
I mean, to me, I'm going to say hi. Like 50%.
But it seems like 50% of children want to grow up to be drug lords.
It always seems like that you always take away one thing from all these shows. Like, you don't want to live in New Mexico. You don't want to be a cowboy in Montana. You don't want to be like it's always
Albuquerque
like,
sucks.
That's nothing like I imagined.
Right. You don't want to be a cowboy with Kevin Costner. I don't know why people want to be cowboys.
You're right though. I watch all these shows and I'm like, yeah, it's not for me. I respect it. I like the show. I'm into their drama.
I learned that you can watch
that show. In Baltimore sucks.
Turns out, man.
What have I learned? I don't want to do that.
No, Ted made it clear. You want to order hits, but not be the killer, correct?
Yeah, man. I'm just out there pulling the strings. I'm not the heavy.
Right. That doesn't have to feel guilty.
You had a bad dream about actually having to carry out one of the hits that you ordered, and it disturbed you there for a second.
Yeah, it did. Trust me, I had a dream last night. I got stabbed in prison. I got to stop watching these shows before I go to bed.
Was it a homemade shank? Where did you get stabbed? Do you remember?
Oh, it was prison, Miles. Of course it was homemade.
It was in the shower.
It was a toothbrush.
got stabbed with a flossing thing.
Let's see. Some TV for you this weekend. Like I said, you can always watch Ozark. Brand new Saturday Night Live.
Selena Gomez, here. Right?
Selena Gomez and my man Post Malone's the musical guest.
Hopefully I love Post Malone, man. I do.
He's Post Malone's great, and he's got cuts. And then Sunday afternoon, I'm sure Castle will be there, but your Sounders are playing 1 p.m. on ESPN.
I'll be there.
Okay. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. The new TikTok trend is destroying people's fences and is being blamed on the Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, yeah.
Some confusion between the 6 and 9 was not part of the Mega Millions jackpot plan. Family calls for help with domestic disturbance, so a cop comes and masturbates in their living room. Man gets sued by his parents for not launching his rocket into a womb. And the New York Port Authority tells airports to stop selling $27 beers. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We go to Wales, where a couple boys hit it pretty hard. They headed out to the pub to grab a couple pints, telling each other that they were going to be home by 11:30 that night. But a couple pints turned into a few more, and they eventually got blasted enough that a trip to Ibiza sounded like a good idea. They packed up a few essentials and made their way to the airport and spent the weekend partying.
Why not? It's called being single.
Correct.
Also, close proximity. That's like an hour and a half flight.
Right.
2-hour flight.
That's like flying to Portland or on Sacramento or something like that.
Okay. Tell that to your fiance. See how she reacts. Baby, I just went to Portland.
She'd only be mad that I didn't bring her along.
For now.
For now.
For now.
You know what? Give it like a year or two. She'll just be glad that I'm gone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or she'll expect it. It's hard to know.
Where are you and Ted going now?
Be a degenerate at the top. It makes life easier. They're never happy, but never surprised.
They always know to be disappointed with you.
I booked your hotel room. I know exactly what you're doing.
Oh, God. In other news, to California, where an officer pulled the wrong weapon. The officer was one of a few that responded to a local domestic disturbance call featuring a family member that was mentally ill and getting violent. The officer sent the others to locate the family member and took the opportunity alone to expose himself to the remaining family members and began abusing himself.
What is up with that? You call for help, and he comes in and masturbates in your living room?
Oh, he brought the help.
And not only that, I want to say two other police officers arrived with him. He sent them out to go, quote-unquote, find the perpetrator of whatever the initial call was about, and then started doing his thing. My kid's sitting here in front of me, so I'm trying to be as
delicate,
as undescriptive. Although he probably knows more than I do.
He does.
He can probably tell me the slang.
at least he pushes, you know, his coworkers away when he decided to expose himself.
Yes,
and
Mike,
abusing himself.
That makes him decent. HR it will does. Consider that.
What is abusing himself? Like, how hard was he going? He was going at it.
He was pounding rubber.
Flogging himself?
Yeah,
there we go. Flogging, that's a good word. Well done, Ryan. There's a new trend gaining some traction that's causing a lot of frustration in neighborhoods. You can probably guess the premise of the name alone. The Kool-Aid Man trend.
Oh, yeah.
You can if you're 50.
In which people film themselves busting through walls and fences in Kool-Aid Man fashion.
It's not walls and fences. It's people's yards.
I mean, between people's backyards. I get it, and I do actually find it funny. And my only thing is, like, look, if you're going to do it, and I've said this to my wife, if we got the money to back up what we're going to do, then I'm going to do that. But you have to be able to say, hey, I can pay for the new fence, man.
Ryan, how much was your fence? Just small part.
I just did tie-ins, so from the the original fence line to the side of the house.
Small.
I think it was like $500.
Oh, God. Yeah,
it's not cheap, but you're talking about maybe four fence posts. Yeah. And then two.
And it was $2,500.
You need a second opinion, Miles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah, I think
they screwed me.
You did 8 feet of fence. They $2,500.
Screwed me.
Yeah, I saw a girl. We were leaving a party once, and the cops showed up, and she tried to scale the fence, and the whole thing went down.
That's a bad look.
Oh, no.
That is insult and injury.
Oh, and trust me, behind her back, we still talk about it.
I was like, either get arrested or jump it. Don't climb it, man. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Good Lord. People are being forced to take a second look at their lottery tickets after the one doing the drawing made a classic mistake. While reading the balls to find the numbers in the latest drawing, the caller made the mistake of the classic mistake of mistaking a 9 for a 6. Caused a lot of people to think that they had won the $86 million jackpot and caused a suspension of payments to be handed out.
That's crap, though, man, because the one thing they do on the 9 and the 6, they do put the line underneath.
They do.
They do it prices right. They do it the lottery. So
right.
I know if you're visually watching it, it's one thing. But if my wife calls me to say, hey, they did the, and now I don't win the money, man, that's messed up. I've already told my boss to, you know, do this, that, and the other.
Exactly. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you up next for the Men's Room Happy Hour exclusively on the Odyssey app.
Yes, indeed. We are getting out of here. You know, we be all about this bitch for 180 seconds. Happy Hour's up next. My son is joining us. But until then, do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.